News release. Attorney General Dana Nessel. Lansing. Today, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced the formation of the Missing or Murdered Indigenous People, MMIP, task force to address the high rates of violence against Indigenous people in the state of Michigan. This interagency collaboration brings together tribal, federal, and state and local prosecutors, law enforcement officers, victim advocates, and human services specialists to identify, develop, and implement solutions to the MMIP crisis. The MMIP Task Force marks a critical first step in combating abuse and violence against Indigenous people in Michigan, said Attorney General Nessel. By prosecuting and tackling the root causes of these crimes, working directly with this broad coalition of MMIP task force members, we can build safer communities and pave the way for justice for the families and victims impacted by this crisis. I look forward to working alongside tribal leaders and state, federal, and nonprofit partners to create real, systematic change for Michigan's Indigenous population. Studies indicate that a significant majority, nearly 85%, of Indigenous women experience violence in their lifetime. The MMIP Task Force will focus on improving the investigation and prosecution of MMIP cases, bridging gaps in the law enforcement systems, and identifying best practices. By examining the factors that contribute to the vulnerability of Indigenous individuals, particularly women, children, and Two-Spirit people, the task force aims to develop a holistic, victim-centered, and culturally honoring approach to prevention, response, and support. The Department of Attorney General held the first MMIP Task Force meeting in September 2024, where tribal leaders, state and federal agencies, and advocacy groups discussed raising awareness, identifying contributing factors, and developing Michigan-specific solutions to the MMIP crisis. The next MMIP Task Force meeting will be in December 2024. To gather information and connect with MMIP victims, the Attorney General has established a tip line. This tip line is in addition to the federal and tribal resources that have been put in place, including the tribal community response plans that many of the Michigan tribes have adopted. Individuals with information about missing or murdered Indigenous people in Michigan can now call 517-284-0008 in addition to the other available resources. I am grateful to Attorney General Nessel for her leadership addressing the persistently high levels of violence that tribal communities have endured for generations, said U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Michigan Mark Totten. We are 100% committed to working with our federal, state, local, tribal, and other partners to swiftly investigate these cases and secure justice. The Michigan State Police sincerely appreciates the work of the Attorney General to bring much-needed attention to the high rates of violence against Indigenous people in Michigan, said Colonel James F. Grady II, Director of the Michigan State Police. The MSP supports the efforts of the MMIP Task Force and is fully committed to supporting victims and working with our law enforcement partners to improve collaboration and communication in the investigation of these cases. The Pokagon Band of Potawatomi Indians is pleased to join forces with Attorney General Nessel, other tribal nations within Michigan, and the rest of the MMIP Task Force to work collaboratively on awareness, prevention, response, and support of missing or murdered Indigenous people, said Matthew Weesaw, Tribal Council Chairman of the Pokagon Band of Potawatomi Indians. Too many of our sisters and brothers live with the devastation of having prematurely lost a loved one due to violence. We hope that this new collaboration will build upon and advance our previous efforts to make a meaningful difference. My hope is that this task force will help develop and support such a robust multi-jurisdictional response to the epidemic of missing and murdered Indigenous people that it can be felt by communities throughout Indian country, and that real change occurs to make our people feel safer, more protected and heard, and that we not only find justice for victims but realize a reduction in the number of future victims through a focus on prevention, said James Williams Jr., tribal chairman of the Lac Vieux Desert Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. The Gun Lake Tribe appreciates the collaboration with Michigan Attorney General Nessel and her office on the formation of the MMIP Task Force, said Virginia Sprague Vanderband, Gun Lake Tribal Council member. This grassroots cause, which began as MMIW and has turned from the focus solely on women to people, are important to our tribal community. In a community that focuses on the well-being and protection of all our citizens, we knew we had to participate. Our tribe also has an internal task force focused on policies and procedures that protect these rights from National Indian Child Welfare Association, domestic violence, and MMIP. It is an honor to have three Gun Lake tribe leaders on this statewide task force: Jody Palmer, Tribal Council Vice Chair, Liz Cook, General Counsel, and myself, Virginia Sprague Vanderband, Tribal Council. We are excited to be a part of this effort and applaud the state's commitment to this movement. We're grateful that Attorney General Nessel is leading this new effort to address the heartbreaking issue of violence impacting Indigenous people, said Dori Rios, chair of the Nottawisippi Huron Band of the Potawatomi. For too long, this issue has been largely ignored by local, state, and federal law enforcement officials, leaving tribal members to feel like second-class citizens. This task force will help bring change to a long-overlooked human rights issue. As someone who has worked as a social worker in tribal governments here in Michigan and across the country, I have witnessed up close the need to bring greater attention to reducing the high rates of violence within Indigenous communities, said Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians Chairman Austin Lowes. I applaud Attorney General Nessel for working to address this issue and look forward to partnering with the MMIP Task Force to help improve coordination and build better relationships between our tribe and state and federal law enforcement agencies.